Okay. Good morning, everybody. It's Mr. Lane here with today's Tuesday English News Report. Now, this report is about an up-and-coming developing nation known as India, which has a very large population of more than 1 million people, and they happen to use English to communicate amongst each other because they speak many different languages there. So my point about choosing this article is that maybe India will be the most important country in the world one day, not China. And so to do business with India, you will need to speak good English. Anyway, so the report is called India's Mars Satellite Successfully Enters Orbit, Bringing Country into Space Elite. India has become the first nation to send a satellite into orbit around Mars on its first attempt, and the first Asian nation to do so. Mission Control in the southern Indian city of Bangalore received confirmation of the success at 7:41 a.m. Wednesday local time. The satellite Mangalayaan had entered the orbit of the red planet 12 minutes earlier, but the message needed to traverse the 400 miles, that's 650 kilometers, to Earth. India now joins an elite club of nations who have successfully carried out interplanetary space missions and has scored a significant point in its rivalry with China. The Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, who won power in May in a landslide victory, was in Bangalore with the Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, watching the operation. "We have gone beyond the boundaries of human enterprise and innovation," Modi said, as scientists celebrated. "We have navigated our craft through a route known to very few," Modi said, congratulating the ISRO team and all my fellow Indians on this historic occasion. Modi, who travels to the US to address the United Nations later this week, called for further efforts for challenging the next frontier. The mission has led TV bulletins and filled front pages. It has been mentioned in the prayers of temple priests and even on special emails sent out to parents of exclusive nursery schools in Delhi. Tens of millions of people across the country followed the progress of the craft live. There was a significant chance of failure. Of 51 previous attempts to reach Mars, more than half failed. "Just getting there is a big, bold statement. Succeeding would be a giant one for India's place in the region and in the world," said Pallava Bagla, a high-profile science commentator on Tuesday. Some have questioned the 70 million, that's 539 billion, million Hong Kong dollars, price tag for a country still dealing with widespread hunger and poverty. But India defended the Mars mission by noting its importance in providing high-tech jobs for scientists and engineers and practical applications in solving problems on Earth. Okay, now remember that this worksheet has two sides now. It's a double-sided worksheet. And now I'm going to ask Tobias Choi from 5D to give me his take on this article.
From the news, we can see that India, as an example of developing countries, has developed well in these years recently. From the success of sending the satellite into the space, we can see that India has a great economic growth, which also boosts up the advance in technology. In the past, only well-developed countries, or so-called superpower countries, were able to develop space technology, such as the USA and the Soviet Union. On the contrary, by concerning the space technology developed by India, we can indicate that the developing countries are rising, and they may catch up the developed countries in the next few decades.
Thank you, Tobias. That was great. Now we're going to practice some of the vocabulary from the article. There's a vocabulary exercise on the other side. I'll say the word, and then Tobias will repeat after me. So the first word is satellite.
satellite.
Rivalry. Exclusive. Orbit. Landslide. Elite. Innovation. Traverse. Craft. Well done, Tobias. That was very good. So that's the end of today's broadcast. I hope you have a great week. Goodbye.